Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, fourth parak of Trumas. Okay, it said that if a person takes Truma and he takes a look and it's not really the amount that he wanted to take 1/50th, but it was only 1/60th, so he doesn't have to take any more. Light Stracha, this is only necessary, the law, what is the non Amrinon? Tom Volabiello Echamishishim, Shumavain Sarklitrum, that the Tanakhama said that the Shira is 60. Came Beishamay Yomim, so Beishamay Shita also would be the same. Tom Volabiello Echamishim, in other words, Beishamay's Shita is 1/30th, 1/40th, and 1/50th. So just like Beishamai's Ayin Ra is 1/50th, so Mamela, if you went ahead and you were Torem 1/50th, you really wanted to take 1/40th. So the same din would apply that you don't have to take anything further. So in other words, but if you did less than 1/50th, right? If you did 1/60th according to Beishamai, then you could place a time up, right? Okay. What exactly the line, I can't figure out how to read this right, but anyway, whatever. Just as the Tanakhama demands a further Truma designation for one who separates less than 1/60th, so Beishami also will determine demand further Truma if it's less than 1/50th. Okay. Purpose of the Mishnah's ruling is to teach Beis Shammai's view. So, okay, I don't know. Okay, fine. We'll just leave it at that.
What do you think otherwise?
I mean, we're going to see in another second that there is Taka Machlokes. Here we have another Braisa that's going to say the opposite. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Isi, Loitoni Bar Kapara Ella. Rather, Bar Kapara taught the following braisa: Toram v'ola biyado mechamishim v'yad shishim. If someone did truma and he took a range anywhere between 1/50th and 1/60th, so then the rule is truma v'eino tzarech litrom. That it's truma and you don't have to take truma any further truma. Now, since he gave a range of 1/50th to 1/60th. This braisa is obviously going like Beis Shammai, because according to the Chachamim, there's no need to give a range. 1/60th is the high end, or the low end, as you put it, of what the shear is. Since it's saying 1/50th to 1/60th, he's clearly going like Beis Shammai.
Since it's an estimation, you're not allowed to do this precise.
Right.
So you might think that there would be a range. You don't know how much.
You can measure it after you took it out. Yeah, you end up looking at So it turns out that Beis Shammai agrees, even though the low end according to Beis Shammai is 1/50th, but since there is a shita like that, I guess it's at the pshat. Let's just see what he says, how he explains it. Rather, Beis Shammai too agree that the absolute minimum is 1/60th. In other words, in this detail, they accept the Tanakhama's view. So,
even though they have psukim
to the contrary, they accept the pasuk from Yecheskel. Okay, whatever. But it's a little mudna. Like, on the one hand, they're saying it's 1/50th as the bottom line, but they're accepting the view of Beis Hill, of the Tanakhama, that it's really 1/60th. Like,
is that the
Maskana? It says here, there's this braisa that says otherwise from the previous Gemara.
Remember that the Mishnah, when it brought down Beis Shammai's Shita, only said the 1/30. Never told us what the Bainan is.
But the Gemara said it yesterday. The Gemara said that Beis Shammai holds 1/30, 1/40, 1/50.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara said. Okay. Lamaisa, all these things, I mean, I would say like this. Lamaisa, the whole thing is asmachta. They're psukim, they're amashma, right? Each way.
Why? The Mishnah says exactly.
The Mishnah doesn't say Beishamai beyond 1/30. Beishamai says 1/30. Right? So we spoke out. He holds, like, you know, we brought psukim for 1/40, 50th, 60th. Then we said shtesh. The 2/6 was the 3/6 was one whatever it was. I don't remember anymore. Well, the 3/6 was 1/30, right? That was a pshat.
Are we being more so concerned?
All I'm saying is that since these limudim are anyway asmachtas, so it could be it's not so rigid. This is what Reshamei held was considered ayin ra, but there is an asmachta that says it's even 1/60, so therefore if you did that amount also.
He won't be allowed to give more.
No, that's what we're saying. I'm saying, according to Beis Shammai, if it was anywhere in that range of 1/50 to 1/60, no need to give more, and you shouldn't give more. That's what we're saying now. Okay. Okay, next. Chaz of a Haisu Chayva Maisus, if you go and you add more, you Chayva Maisus, because you weren't allowed to, right? If you gave one part in 60th, and then you went to add, you weren't allowed to. That's not Truma. And it's tevel for Mises. You have to take off Mises. Rabbi Isi b'shem Rabbi Yechonam, the miskav l'fdoros kirya. When is this true? That's if you intended in your original designation to patra the pile entirely. In other words, when you were in your original hafrasha, your intention was to patra the entire pile. It turned out to be 1/60. But if you didn't have that in mind, of l'meinu miskav l'fdoros kirya, but you wanted to do further truma afterwards, afilo achas alachas. You could go all the way up to 50%. Keep adding.
Right, we said it in the case where we're in the storage house, that he doesn't want to take everything at once.
True.
He said as long as he's continuing to...
Yeah. Yeah, where, however, one did not intend the initial designation to rectify the pile, a plan to separate still further portions of Truma, the pile remains tevel even after the designation of the 1/60. Accordingly, the additional Truma he designates is entirely valid. I mean, it's like, it's like almost not even a kiddush. You're right. I mean, the end part of it to say, afilo achas alachas, then even up to 50%. So he says that's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds on Mishnah Dalet, on 37A, we're going to have it soon, that's the maximum truma you're allowed to designate. So maybe that's what he's coming to tell me. I'm not really following what the big kiddush is. Kahano Amar, you know, we said if you had one part in 61, it's not truma, and you have to add truma to make up the difference that you're allowed to do. So Kahana is saying, but that's only true kamo shehu lomad. You can only add up to what you usually take. You can't decide now that you're below the 1/60th, threshold. You're below the 1/60th threshold. You can't decide now, oh, you know what? I'll go to 1/40th. No. Kamoisha Hulamad, if you usually get 1/50th, you can go up to 1/50th, but no more than that. That's Rav Kahana. And Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He says, no, afilachas alachas. Again, the same thing. He holds you can go all the way up as high as you want. You can go up to 50% even, right? Vasnina on Kamei Shehu, but we've learned in the Mishnah, Kamei Shehu Lomit. You go back according to your usual amount, which is not like Rabbi Yechon is saying. So the Gemara says, Shelo Liv Kos. It just means you can't subtract from your usual gift. But to give more, you could. Amar Belazar, Kamei Shehu Lomit B'mida. Another pshat is like this. Kamosha lomad means that even the usual amount, in other words, you took off less than 1/60th, now you're trying to make up your usual amount, which let's say is 1/50th. So what he's telling me is b'midah, that you can use a measure now because it's the second scoop. Whatever the reason is, that's the second scoop. The second scoop, you can use a measuring cup, right? So it doesn't intend to put an upper limit on the amount. So it's telling me, what's the language? Kamosha hulamud. Telling me even that which you usually give, you can use a measure now for. And if you want to add more than your usual gift, you can also use a mida. That's why he says upshot. It's a little funny. This whole way of teaching the Gemara, it sounds like, it doesn't sound right. To me, the way he's teaching up this Gemara, just,
it seems too obvious.
I don't know. It just doesn't, the words aren't fitting so well with his pshat. I have a sneaking suspicion there's a totally different way to learn the Gemara, but I didn't learn it that thoroughly today. Rabbi Yonam, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Bon Kumi Rabbi Yonam. So they asked him the following question, Tosefes Truma Mahi. This amount that you added, right? You did, again, 161. One part in 61. So now you're adding that additional amount, like Shamsi keeps stressing to us today, for some reason, that you were Yotze, the Oraisa, right? So therefore, the Tosefes is only Din Darabonon. So if that's a Din Darabonon, so maybe you should be Chayiv and Maisris. Min HaTorah, the rest of it is Potter. You're only trying to be Mashlamit. So maybe what you should be able to, you should be still chayav ma'aseris on the additional truma. That's the kasha. Tosefes truma mahi. Amalei mishum Yochanan ishono. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, I teach this law in the name of a Yochanan. It's a very, it doesn't make a lot of sense right now, but what he's basically saying is, when I get asked this question, usually I will tell it over and I will give the answer in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Yochid, and that's how I answer the question. Now, what does that mean? How do you answer the question? He doesn't say. Do you say? You answer the question. It's like you ask me every day, what do you like? You like potatoes or you like broccoli? Whenever I get asked that question, I say it over in the name of, you know, Dr. Frederick, what do they call those guys that are food people? They know what's healthy.
The nutritionist.
I tell over in the name of Dr. Frederick the answer. But you didn't tell us what the answer is. What does he say? Does he say broccoli? Does he say potatoes, which is more healthy? He didn't tell us. So this is the same thing. When he asked Rabbi Yochanan another question. Is it Tosefes Truma Chayev and Maisis or not? Whenever I answer in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the answer to that question. So Gemara says, Ma, what does he say? Lekiyev Oluptor. Does he say that the extra is Chayev and Maisis? Or does he say you're potter from Isis? What is it that Rabbi Yochanan answers? So now the Gemara goes through a Sherlock Holmes deduction here. The Gemara goes like this. In Tamer Lefiyov, so let's try to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda would be saying. Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying the minimal amount he has to say, he expects us to figure it out. So let's figure it out. What if Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're Chayev and Maestras? So the Nicha, then it works out. You'll see in a second what the Nicha is. Then it'll work out that the Chachamim who argue are going to say you're Potter. It's still not clear yet. The Gemara, it'll become clear in a second. In Tamil of Tur, but if you say Rabbi Yehuda holds your Potter from the Maestras, then we got a problem. What's the problem? Let's remind ourselves, Rabbi Yehuda, where else does Rabbi Yehuda appear? He appears in our Mishnah. Lagabe, what then? What does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Remember? Rabbi Yehuda said that you could even take Shalom in Hamukov. Remember? So, that means the additional amount, right?
So it can't be the Oraisa.
So, hold on. So, Rabbi Yehuda said the additional amount cannot be, the Chacham said the additional amount could be the meter, you can measure it, right? Then Rabbi Yehuda came along and said another thing. You could do a shalom and a mukav. So now, is that like truma? Is that a midah of truma? Or who's, if you hold you have to do it min ha-mukaf, are you making it more like truma or less like truma?
It's easier for him to
give
it less.
Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda holds it's less truma. Chachamim holds it's more truma. It's more like truma. So now you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? If you're going to say, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds your potter from the maestros, so then ma in Rabbi Yehuda de islay shalom and hamukov, ma doch Rabbi Yehuda who holds what? That it's less like truma in the fact that you can take a shalom and hamukov, and he holds your potter from maestros nonetheless, right? Even though it's not like truma, because you can take a shalom and hamukov. So then the chachamim who hold you have to still take a minam mukav. They hold it's even more like truma. The more it's like truma, the more svara there is to say it's part of an amaisris. So how could the chachamim argue in Yehuda and hold your chayiv? So it must be from this logic we can deduce that it must be that when Rabbi Yochanan says he answers this question according to Rabbi Yehuda, he must have meant your potter, your chayiv, right? Your chayiv. The Chachamim you'd be potter, but according to Yehuda you'd be chayv. That's the Gemara over here. This is a fascinating Gemara. Did I read it inside? My Rabbi Yehuda desle shalom namukav potter. Rabbanan de lasalon shalom namukav lo kol shekein. Perforce, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that according to Yehuda, the additional truma is subject to meiser. According to the Chachamim, it's exempt. Okay. Also, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yisi, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish. So now we have an Amora who argues on Rabbi Yochanan. He holds what? That the Chachamim also hold that the Tosefes is subject to Maestros. Right? Also, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yisi, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish. Tosefes, Truma, Chayyavas, Maestros. Even according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi, HaMishnah, Amrakein. So Rabbi Yosi rejects this view. He says, does the Mishnah say this? To the contrary, the Mishnah is mashma that it's exempt from Meiser. What does he mean by that? I'm Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Isi, Haido Masnisa. Which Mishnah? Vlo Agive. And Rabbi Isi did not answer him. I'm Alay. So Rabbi Zeira said to him, Dilma Hadot Nasnina. Maybe it's this that we learned in our own Mishnah, our Unzra Mishnah, that it says, Torah Valamina, Rishishim Yachon. If you take 161st, Truma. The Yachsav Yitrum has to take an additional amount of Truma. It doesn't say in the Mishnah you have to add Maisers to that additional amount. So the Mishnah, if you would really be Chayiv and Maisers, why would the Mishnah leave out such an important detail? So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that, you can derive that you're Taka Potter from Maisers. That's going to be the limit for the Mishnah. Now, I'd come on and point to Tilei Dvar Torah, how much Truma is required for a person in Patras Tevel. We've had this many times. Daf Lamed Zayin Omad Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Echad Lameya Ketrumas Meiser. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know where we find the middle amount of Truma? That's the amount of Trumas Meiser you have to give. So that's really 1/100th of the pile, right? 10% is Meiser. 1/10 of that is Trumas Meiser. So cloppy the whole pile. You see you have a shame Truma on one part in 100. So he holds that's the minimum. Now, very interesting, they point out that we've always had other mamorim, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that said, Pita Achas Pateras Hakri, we've always quoted that B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. All of a sudden, here he's saying it's 1/100th, it's not what we've always said. So what's going on? Some people are Gurus Rabbi Yochanan, and others say, following Lomdus, they say, yeah, when it comes to pottering the pile, it's Pita Achas Pateras Hakri. But there's another Indian in the mitzvah of Truma. There's the mitzvah of Nesina to the Kohen. The Nesina to the Kohen, that has to have more chashivas. A chita achas cannot have it. That's not chashiv of Nesina. So legalbe, that din of Nesina, here he's saying it's 1/100th. That's a very long shiteris. Amalei Rabbi Yonason, min man shmaitzei, amalei mi popol chavayim shamaslai. I heard this from the discussion of the scholars. Not sure what that means. I guess he overheard it in the basement, I guess. Rabbi Yana Yomar, he says, Afilach Me'el, if you have one part in a thousand. Rabbanah, less Kanshior, there's no share. The Chsiv Rashis, the Gonkhus, Yoshua, and Tzarecha, Afilach Koshua. As long as it's a Rashis, that's the main thing. We don't care whether it's Chita Achas, we don't care if it's one one thousandth, we don't care. It's no share whatsoever. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Lamed Vav, and we'll continue on Lamed Zayin, Nis Hashem, tomorrow.